Hello.
And you, good day.
My question is, I feel such a strong resistance to love myself. I am out of that state.
You mean right. You are no longer resisting, or you are resisting?
Maybe that I cannot myself. I am in that state.
You are still resisting loving yourself. Is that what you are saying?
I think so.
All right. So based on what we spoke of earlier, you can understand that your resistance then must be coming from a belief or a definition equation within your personality, yeah?
Yes.
All right. Well, have you spent some time looking for or attempting to discover what that belief would be?
When I try to take a close look at that belief, I tend to feel irritated or anger.
All right. Well, then there might yet be even another belief in your way first. In other words, you might be saying, self-examination is scary and or irritating. And
right.
So with that belief doesn't even let you get to the next belief. So deal with the first belief first. Keep this technique simple. Whatever seems to be the first obstacle in your way towards understanding yourself, that's representative of a belief that you must deal with first. So find out what definition you would have to believe in order for it to be irritating to look at your other beliefs. It could be many things. Maybe you are afraid to look at all the other beliefs because maybe you are afraid you'll find so many negative beliefs that you will think you are not a good person. So maybe you have a belief that makes you even afraid to look. But again, all of these things are just definitions. They're not true in and of themselves. They're only true as long as you believe in them. So, can you get in touch with what kind of a belief you would have in order to be irritated by the fact that you are trying to look for your other beliefs? What first comes up?
I hate myself.
Oh, all right. Hate yourself. Why do you hate yourself?
No.
What belief do you have about yourself that makes you feel the emotion of hate? Because remember, emotion comes from belief. You are providing a very beautiful example for everyone else in this communication because you are showing how you can use your emotions also and trace them back to find beliefs. So thank you for your willingness to be this example. Nothing goes to waste. Everything serves a positive purpose if you want it to. So together, we will even turn your self-hatred into a positive lesson for you and everyone. So let's ask now, what would you have to believe is true about yourself in order for you to feel hate for yourself? So you would say, for example, I hate myself because I believe I am what? Let's find the equation. So finish that equation. I hate myself because I believe I am what?
Useless.
All right. I hate myself because I believe I am useless. Say the whole equation out loud, the whole sentence. I hate myself because I believe I am useless. Say the whole thing. Say it proudly. I hate myself because I believe I am useless.
She said it.
Oh, all right. Very good. Well done. How did it feel saying it that way?
Oh, it's not the big deal.
Yes. When you say it that way, with that kind of energy, you are learning to transform negative energy into positive energy. You are understanding the belief is not real. It's just a game you're playing with yourself. And paradoxically, we have just proven together, you're obviously not useless because you just served as a beautiful example for how to change that idea. So even while saying a negative sentence and saying it in a positive way, you have automatically erased that belief, neutralized it. Do that with all your negative beliefs in that way, and you will laugh yourself to a higher vibration. And as soon as you do it more and more that way, you'll begin to realize you don't really hate yourself anymore. In fact, you will probably begin to believe you're pretty funny. And you will learn to love even the things that make you feel hate, because you know you can transform them in positive ways. Does all of this help you?
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I hope you all understand that you are applauding for each other.